Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all. Yesterday in our study of Revelation, we finished chapter 11. Let's listen as Dr. Bloom starts with chapter 12 today. And now, here is our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Foundation for the Bible.
This is your radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom, welcoming you to another Lamp and Light broadcast. Well, I hope you'll have your Bibles ready in Revelation chapter 12 as we continue to look at this great book, verse by verse, and what a tremendous chapter this will be. We'll see the great woman, we'll see the wonder in heaven, we'll see the war that's going on, and the flood that's sent after the children of Israel, so many things going on. You won't want to miss one part of this presentation. By the way, if you miss a day's broadcast, you can go to our website. Our announcer gives you our web address at the end of each day's broadcast, and I will give you two web addresses right now. Number one is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Our other website is www.sermonaudio.com/Central Baptist. Make sure you put in that right slash and Central Baptist, and it'll go directly to our site, and you can pick up not only the day that you missed, but you can go back and look at other sermons that have been preached in the past that you may want to have, either radio broadcast or Sunday sermons. And so let me encourage you to do that and to listen to our broadcast and our teachings from the Word of God. If you have a Bible question, email us or write us. We try to answer all of those questions. Sometimes we miss out. Plan to have a program that will answer your Bible questions, and hopefully that program has already taken place by the time you listen to this broadcast, and there will be another one in the planning. But either way, write us with your Bible questions, for if they make the air or they don't, we still try to answer your questions. We do not use your name on the air, although we may use your location. Now as we look to our text, chapters 12 and 13 of Revelation present to us seven significant personalities or players during the tribulation period. Five are addressed in this chapter. They are, number one, the great woman. Number two, the great red dragon. Number three, the man-child. Number four, Michael. And number five, the remnant of the woman. Now, I have divided Revelation chapter 12 in outline form as follows. The woman and the dragon, verses 1 through 6. Second, the war with the dragon, verses 7 through 12. And then the third major point of the outline is the wilderness deliverance from the dragon, verses 13 through 17. Now, the last two players will be identified for us in chapter 13, and when we get there, we will look at those two other ones. Now, first we look at the woman and the dragon in verses 1 through 6. We have the appearance of the great woman. We're told it's a great wonder in heaven. Follow along as I read in Revelation chapter 12, verses 1 and 2. And there appeared a great wonder in heaven, a woman, clothed with the sun and the moon under her feet, and upon her head a crown of 12 stars. And she, being with child, cried, travailing in birth and pain to be delivered. Now, the word wonder is from a Greek word meaning sign. And so we're told this is a great wonder or a great sign. The word great here has the idea of important. It's of great importance. We have the sun and the moon and a crown of 12 stars. So obviously, this is a metaphor, or metaphoric phrase we would call it, and it's not a normal human. So it is symbolic. We can tell by the language that this is using symbolism. The imagery reminds us of an event in the Bible back in Genesis chapter 37, verses 9 through 11. Follow along as I read from that passage. And he dreamed yet another dream, and told it his brethren, and said, Behold, I have dreamed a dream more, and behold, the sun and the moon and the 11 stars made obeisance to me. And he told it to his father and to his brethren. And his father rebuked him, and said unto him, What is this dream that thou hast dreamed? Shall I and thy mother and thy brethren indeed come to bow down ourselves to thee to the earth? And his brethren envied him, but his father observed the saying. Isn't that interesting? With all that disdain they had, years later, they would bow to Joseph in Egypt. And that actually did happen, as God showed him it would. Now, obviously, Jacob right away recognized the symbolism of the dream as regarding his children, that is, the children of Israel, his wife, and himself. But isn't it interesting that in our text that we see a woman clothed with the sun? We might say she is clothed in light. Now, being clothed in light reminds us of Adam and Eve before the fall. Do you realize it was not until the fourth day that the sun was created? And yet, we read in the first 3 days of creation, you had daylight and you had night. And so, if the sun wasn't until the fourth day, where did that light come from? Well, the Bible tells us God is light and in him is no darkness at all. In him was life, and that life was the light of men. And so we learn that from the Bible, that God is light. We even find in the New Jerusalem that it will have no need of the sun, for the Lamb is the light thereof. And so we realize that Adam and Eve were clothed in light. And when they fell, the light was removed. And when the light was removed, they realized they were naked. Now, here, although the sun is representative of Jacob, it shows also that Israel is chosen of God to carry his message to the world. Now, verse 2 speaks of her being with child and ready to give birth. Now, some may think of this as talking of Mary. I personally do not, although there is no doubt that Mary is the birth mother of our Lord Jesus Christ. And isn't she blessed to have had that position? And I've often wondered, how was it for James and some of the other children that were born to Mary after Jesus had been born to her? And I wonder how it felt to Joseph, Mary's husband, to know that Jesus was not his seed, but the other children after him with Mary, that he had with Mary, were his seed. And I wonder if it affected the way he handled things. I don't know. The Bible doesn't give us any light on that, but I just know that Mary was blessed to have been able to bear the Savior, our Lord Jesus Christ. And by the way, you know, some people tried to assign deity to her. And isn't it interesting that when the angel told her that she would bear a child, she said, how can this thing be since I don't know a man? And he told her about the virgin birth. The Holy Spirit's going to come upon you. But she didn't understand it at first. And isn't that interesting that Jesus never had to have anything explained to him? Why? Because he was deity. He was God. He understood all things. Mary was not God, but she was blessed, and we need to recognize that. Sometimes we who are not Catholic do not remember that she was blessed, and my friend, she was blessed, and what a special privilege that was to be chosen. But she was a sinner, saved by grace. That's why she offered a sin offering after the birth of Jesus Christ. Had she offered a sin offering and she had not sinned, then her sin offering would have been a lie, and that would have been her first sin. So we know that she was the birth mother, and she was blessed for that. Now, I believe, however, in our passage, this is not speaking of Mary, but the imagery is of Israel by the overall statement of the chapter, as well as an indirect reference back in Genesis 37, verse 1. The travailing in birth and the pain to be delivered reminds us of the birth of Christ when Israel is in travail under the hand of Herod and the Roman government while being pained to be delivered, as Herod also seeks to kill him, having all the children, 2 years old and under, killed in Bethlehem. We read the historical account in Matthew chapter 2, verse 18. In Ramah was there a voice heard, lamentation and weeping and great mourning. Rachel weeping for her children and would not be comforted because they are not. And yes, they died. They were put to death by those Roman soldiers, of course. Joseph and Mary had already fled that place, but that was a historical account in Matthew. But on the other hand, there is a prophetic account in Jeremiah 31, verse 15. Thus saith the Lord, a voice was heard in Ramah, lamentation and bitter weeping. Rahel weeping for her children refused to be comforted for her children because they were not. That was written 600 years before it actually happened. And Matthew reports the actual happening. And so isn't that interesting that we see the prophecy written 600 years ahead of time and then fulfilled at the birth of Jesus? My friend, you can depend on the Word of God. It's without error, it's accurate, and you can trust its promises. Well, Israel was chosen to be his representative on earth. Messiah would come through her. The events of the tribulation will center around Israel. My friend, God has not replaced Israel as some falsely teach today. And that takes us to a second wonder in heaven that now appears in verses 3 and 4. And there appeared another wonder in heaven, and behold, a great red dragon, having 7 heads and 10 horns, and 7 crowns upon his head. And his tail drew the third part of the stars of heaven, and did cast them to the earth, and the dragon stood before the woman which was ready to be delivered, for devour her child as soon as it was born. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet, and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click Sermon Library. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no breaks. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying, may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.